I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My thighs still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold. Not for $1 million will I sell my soul. Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3ND, Signs in Sports. Podcast.
What's going on, guys? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of the 3ND Signs in Sports Podcast. This is the Mia Made It series. Mia, real quick, how do I sound? We should have done this mic check before, but I sound good? Yeah? Okay. All right, guys. What's going on? Welcome back to the Mia Made It series. We are here, of course, as always, with Mia Made It. Mia, say what's up to everybody.
What's up, everybody?
All right, guys, we are back, and as you know, officially, we are, by the time you guys hear this, going to be about 2 weeks away from WrestleMania, and as we promised you guys, extra episodes of the podcast, we are planning, this is officially the first episode, we're planning 3, possibly even 4 leading up to WrestleMania, so that should be 2 to a week or anything like that. So, you know, get ready because it's going to be a fun one. Me and Mia have a lot of work to do. And guys, we have a very exciting 2026, you know, coming, a lot of different ideas, a lot of different projects that we plan on, you know, pursuing. It will be a fun year for the Mia Made It series, the Mia Made It community, and the Mia Made It podcast. So that being said, welcome to the episode. This is the top 10 superstars of 2026 for I myself, the D to the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast, DIG, and the top 10 men and women of 2026 for, of course, yours truly, Mia Made It. So before this, we took our time to construct our top 10 list. Mia, you have yours. I have mine. As usual, guys, we try to do this every year during WrestleMania season. Last year, we did not get a chance. As you remember, we had the technical difficulties where we lost not only one episode, but we lost two of them. we lost the top 10 episode, and we lost the GM episode as well. Ended up redoing the top 10 episode. Did not end up getting to the GM episode. So, these two episodes, guys, will certainly be staples of WrestleMania season for this podcast. The GM episode, the top 10 superstars, top 10 superstars episode. We currently just go over the recap the last year, tell you our favorite 10 or 11 superstars, men and women, from the year of 2026, and who we think is, you know, a bright spot or a contender going forward into 20, you know, the following year after that year. So a lot to get into. And then as we said, the GM episode, Mia Made It will be drafting as the GM of either Raw or SmackDown. I'll be drafting as the GM of either Raw and SmackDown, whichever she doesn't choose. We'll be drafting our roster and we will be allocating our champions and, you know, who knows? Maybe we can create like a series or something like that, where we do walk through the general manager mode and book a season or something, and we do it on the podcast. That could be fun, you know. Maybe do it once a week or, you know, once every other week on a certain day. You know, just brainstorming out loud. But Mia, let me stop talking. We got WrestleMania coming up soon. Are you excited? How you feeling about it? How's the build-up so far? I don't know about you, but as usual, the IWC was wrong. The WrestleMania build-up is starting to pick up. It's starting to ignite. We got, you know, feuds with Logan Paul and Tom Brady that possibly could be speculating that are happening. You know, you got the whole flag. No? Mm-mm. You haven't seen Tom Brady and Logan Paul?
I don't care about Tom Brady.
Okay, so anyways, my sister is uncultured because she's young, guys. Anyways, so we got feuds like that surfacing. Of course, we got, you know, encounters with Oba Femi and Brock Lesnar. We got matches with, tell me some other matches, Randy and Cody, Drew and Jacob.
We have...
Nothing official yet, right?
I think we have AJ and Becky. That was just confirmed tonight for the IC title. And then who? Liv and Stephanie. So Jade and Rhea.
Roman and CM Punk.
Roman and CM Punk.
Randy and Cody.
The fun thing about it is
we don't know what's going to happen the next month. There could be a lot of twists and turns. There could be a lot of additions to different matches. There could be people that join Triple Threats. Wink, wink, Finn Balor. CM Punk, Roman Reigns. I'm just saying. There's a lot of different things that can happen, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm actually excited about WrestleMania. Quick shout out to Nick Aldis and Drew McIntyre for making that story even more feel even bigger, you know, with Nick Aldis being involved in it. Adam Pearce wishes that he could. I'm just saying, Adam, get it together, because Nick Aldis is currently looking like the best GM in wrestling right now. So enough stalling, right? It's about time to get into that top 10 episode. We're about 6 minutes in. A lot to get into, guys, because we had a lot of names here to consider. A lot of people didn't make the cut. A lot of people did. And we are about to get into it. As we usually do, we do the top 10 episode and we do number 11, which is your first person out, whether male or female. Starting with number 11 for the men and the women. Mia, you want to tell us who you got first?
My first out of my top 10 list for my men is Ricky Saints from NXT. And for my women, my first out was also from NXT, Sol Ruka.
Okay, so good picks. Let's start it off with a bang when it comes to my number 11 pick. For the men, it is the El Grande Americanos and the Los Americanos, new and old, and the Los Americanos all put into one thing.
That's cheating.
It is. That's basically half the roster. But, I mean, we'll get into it here in a second. But number 11 for me as well for the women was JC Jane and Sol Ruka. Did you put both of them?
For what?
For number 11, or you said it was Sol Ruka?
Just Sol Ruka.
Just Sol. Number 11, I put both of them. A couple times I put two people, only because there's a couple people who are attached to each other in certain feuds that are making them, putting them over for me at the current moment. And JC Jane and Sol Ruka and NXT are one of those examples. So JC and Sol Ruka are number 11 for me for the women. And number 11 for me, as I said, is the El Grande Americanos, because, I mean, the gimmick is lasting. It's withstanding. It's getting over in Mexico. You have two versions of it. You have the Los Americanos adding on to it. So a lot of good stuff happening there. It's funny. You know, it's a break from all the intensity, the aggression. So I like it. I think it's fun. Everybody knows that. So number 10 for me for the men is Axiom. And number 10 for me for the women is another pair that I want to say the same thing about that I said about JC Jane and Sol Ruka, is that these two people, the feud alone between the two of them is currently enough to put both of them over for me. Whereas Izzy Dame, I did not know at first. And Tatum Paxley, I knew. We've talked about on the podcast before, Tatum Paxley, we mentioned her name when talking about the Wyatt Six. And even Alexa Bliss, what's her doll's name? Lily? When talking about bringing it to life, we talked about Tatum Paxley being able to do that role because of her talent with the dark characters so far that we've seen. So that's my number 10 for the women. My number 10 for the men is Axiom, because, I mean, I still think that Axiom is the future greatest mask of all time. I think once he separates from the tag team, which I don't think will be for a while, because I think they're going to do at least something in the tag team division. Nathan Frazier for Axiom. So I think they're going to at least get some championship gold before they separate him. But both good wrestlers. So that's my number 10. Mia, why don't you tell us yours?
For my number 10, for my men, I have Roman Reigns. He's not my favorite, but he's not my least favorite. I love Roman, but I'm kind of mad at him right
now. Plus, how are you going to have a top 10 list without Roman Reigns on it, as I currently do?
Yeah.
Spoiler.
Darren betrayed all his favorites, by the way, for his new list.
Anyways, guys, starting next year, we're going to start comparing lists from last year so we can see the difference. Go ahead, Mia.
For my number 10, for the women, I have another NXT superstar. I have Jada Parker. I wasn't really expecting her to be one of my favorites when I first saw her on NXT, but just everything about her makes me, I just love her so much. She's so cool.
Jada Parker does have a lot of aura. She is a superstar waiting to happen. There's actually a few of them in the women's division, I'm not going to lie. The women's division is packed with talent. It seems like the whole roster in WWE right now is currently packed with talent. So the future is bright when it comes to the WWE roster. Now, creative, that's a completely other different story that we're not going to get into today. Right. So number 9 for me is, actually, we'll go ahead and continue with you since I took number 10.
Okay, so my number 9 on the men's list, I have Trick Williams. And number 9 for my women's list is
WWE sending me Snapchats. Come on, guys.
And number 9 for my women's list is Asuka.
Number 9, you have Asuka for the women. And number 9, you have who for the men?
Trick Williams.
Trick Williams. Okay. Okay.
It was hard.
Come back to that one here in a second. Number 9 for me, guys, I have Drew McIntyre for my men. And number 9, I have Raquel Rodriguez for my women. Go ahead and talk about your 9.
For Trick Williams, it was really hard to choose him because I had forgot and I saw his name on the roster. But I've always enjoyed Trick and Mello. Just recently, I've gained a big love for
Trick and Mello gang.
And he just carries so much aura. And I really wanted him to win Elimination Chamber, even though I knew it wasn't going to happen. But that's why I chose Trick. For Asuka, it was kind of a wild card. But I've always really liked her since I first started watching wrestling. And I really like the little story she has going on with Kairi right now. And she's the same thing. She has so much aura. She's so cool.
Trick is a good pick. For him to end up in your top 10 list is impressive. Impressive the fact that it's, what, his first year on the roster, right? So for him to be in the top 10 already, and he came in half the year already done, right? So here towards the end, I think maybe 2 months ago? Two, maybe 3 months ago. It hasn't been long, is what I'm trying to get at. I had Drew McIntyre and I had Raquel Rodriguez, both for the same reason. A little bit different. Drew in the more established way that I think he is. Who's Drew fighting at WrestleMania? Right now he's beefing with Jacob Fatu.
I don't think he has a match.
He just lost his championship, right?
To Cody.
Okay.
Dude, I didn't even know Cody was champ until, like, I haven't been able to watch SmackDown, but I didn't even know that he was champ until.
We don't need that. Randy. We don't need that narrative, okay? We don't need to add on to the fuel to the fire that is Cody's not a great champion, because we all know that Cody's a great champion and he's number 1 on my list right now as we speak.
You know, lying is really, really bad for you.
Anyways, you were saying? Drew's my number 9 because he just came off of his championship win. Winning the championship, obviously, if he would have retained and still been the champion, he would have been higher on this list.
Yeah.
I don't think I could have put him any higher than about 7 because I wasn't too impressed with him, with the build-up to him getting the championship. Yeah. I'm a lot more impressed with what's happening now. But it seems like Drew McIntyre just lives in that. He's just better chasing the championship than he is the actual champion. And I don't know why. Because I feel like he has everything it would take to be a really good champion. It's just something about him. He needs a gimmick change. He needs a gimmick change. He needs something. But anyways, Raquel Rodriguez, same thing, but reverse it. Whereas Drew's finally getting his, you know, championships, Raquel has a very bright future to win a lot of championships in the future. And the reason she's number 9 is because some of these people above this list, I can't deny them. They can't be denied. That being said, number 8 for my women is Blake Monroe. Speaking of undeniable, speaking of can't be denied, Blake Monroe, I think, is... I use this term a lot, but it's not my fault. Shout out to the people who are finding the talent. There is a lot of future superstars on this roster. And as you know, there's only 10 that we chose. And the roster was way more than 10 people, right?
Yeah.
For each side. So number 8, Blake Monroe, I think she's a future superstar once she does get to the main roster. I think she's going to at least live in the mid-card title picture, the tag team title picture, significant stories, and then obviously the main card title picture. But I see nothing but gold in the future of Blake Monroe. So number 8 for me, that one's simple. Couldn't put her any higher than that because, like I said, the people above her, you know, There's only 10 spots, you know. So number 8 for my men is Austin Theory. And for a lot of the reasons that we talked about on the previous podcast, he's going through the repackage. He is kind of finding his footing, figuring out his aggression. I think the reason we talked about the bald head, we talked about the clothes, the character change from the flashy Austin to... You know, this physical, angry Austin. I think the reason they're doing it is so he can experience and get that feeling of being that edgy, angry, physical, aggressive dude. And when he goes back to A-Town Down, he'll be better off for having done this version of Austin Theory. So Austin Theory, obviously bright future, I hope.
Don't want to jinx it.
The way they're going with them, I can't really say. But Mia, go ahead and tell us who your number 8 is.
For my number 8, for the men, I have Carmelo Hayes.
Good pick.
He's just so superstar. Like, he's, like we were talking about before we started recording, he's very Shawn Michael vibes. He's a great flyer. He has the character, the ring work, and the mic work. And he's so cool. Dude, he's aura's immaculate.
I can go ahead and talk about Melo right now because he's at my number 7 spot. So I'll just go ahead and bypass him whenever I get there. But as you mentioned, as we were talking about it before the podcast aired, about Carmelo Hayes having a lot of Shawn Michaels potential to him. Undersized, great on the mic, great aura, great presence. Obviously looks the part, is only going to get better. Shows up in big moments. He was the NXT breakout superstar, multiple time North American champion, United States champion currently, if I'm not mistaken. Right, he holds it right now.
I think he lost it to Ilya, but it might be the other way around.
If you can check that for me, nonetheless, I do think I don't know that he will. When I say Shawn Michaels-esque, I mean Mr. Main Event. I mean the showstopper. I mean
he's U.S. champ right now. He got it back.
He is okay. I mean he's gonna have some WrestleMania moments that are going to overtake the main event of WrestleMania. And I think we're going to remember him for having those moments. But he's not going to often be the main event. He's going to eventually get there. That is why my microphone sounds so off. Man, I'm messing up everywhere. Mia, my microphone was facing you and I was talking to the side of it. So, great. You know, but we did get it and we caught it. We're catching everything. I know that for sure. I'm loud enough. But like I said, Carmelo Hayes, I think he's a future Shawn Michaels. We talk about that a lot. Who's the future Shawn Michaels? Seth Rollins has been thrown in there. Dolph Ziggler was thrown in there, you know, before.
R.I.P.
Nobody's really lived up to it. We talk about a lot of the females, you know, being future Shawn Michaels, but I think Carmelo might be that guy. That being said, let me cover Trick Williams, too, since he's my number 7 as well. As you can tell, I cheated a lot on this list, a lot of pairs, but I promise for the men, at least this is the last time it's going to happen. Actually, for both. So, Trick Williams, like you said, mega aura. I was listening to Busted Open today with Tommy Dreamer last night at work, and he was talking about how Trick Williams is already starting to be bigger than wrestling, to where NFL players are quoting the Lemon Pepper Steppers, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So like, he's transcending the industry already, and he's only been there for 6 months, you know? So, you know, I'm surprised you nor I had him higher. I'm not going to lie.
I have too many of my favorites.
I'm very surprised. So who was your other one?
For which one?
For number 8.
Number 8, my women, because I did a pair. I cheated as well.
Look at her.
I have the Bellas, Nikki and Brie. I couldn't
even when you cheat, you do it right.
So they're... That's just, it's simple. I love them so much. I can't decide between the two. If you put me in the middle and be like, you have to choose Brie or you choose Nikki, I can't choose one. There's no Nikki without Brie, and there's no Brie without Nikki.
You know, I'm very surprised about the Bellas, specifically Nikki, and how well she's doing on her return. Brie obviously just came back, so it's going to take her, you know, a month or two to find her footing again, get comfortable with the mic again. But they fit in. They do what they're supposed to do. They're hanging with Nia Jax, Lash Legend, Jade Cargill, Alexa Bliss, Charlotte Flair. Like, I'm pretty sure they're going to get a WrestleMania match for the tag team titles.
Well, they just had a match on Friday. I don't think they won.
It looks like there's going to be either a triple threat tag team title match or a four-way tag team title match between Asuka, Kairi, Charlotte, Alexa, Nia, Lash Legend, and who are we just talking about? Who's the fourth team in there?
You said Kairi and Asuka.
Kairi, Asuka.
Nikki and
Brie. Nikki and Brie. The fourth one. Kairi, Asuka, Nikki, Brie, Alexa, Charlotte, and then Lash Legend, Nia Jax. That's what it's looking like is going to be the four-way tag team title match for the women's side at WrestleMania. And honestly, fire. That's a great match. I'll take it all day. So that being said, the Bellas, the fact that they're getting a tag team, yes, you can say, you know, oh, they're pushed in, everything like that, but you know, shout out to them. They're doing good and they're hanging with the current superstars. So you got to give them something for that. Number 7, as I said, Trick Willie, Mello for me, number 7. And on the women's side, I have Alexa Bliss. I think 2026 has potential for Alexa. I think we're going to see a lot more with her. I'm hoping before they go back to any other gimmick, any old gimmick, whatever they decide to do, they figure out what to do with the current gimmick that she's in right now. Mm-hmm. We've talked about it before. If they let it go, don't do anything with it, they're going to miss a lot of money. They're going to miss out on money. They're going to miss out on a chance to have a historic gimmick. But if you can't do it, just say that and just move on. You know?
Yeah.
I'm tired of seeing her in the gimmick and just nothing happening. I'm actually, frankly, tired of seeing Alexa Bliss on the roster and them not doing anything with her. Yeah. So I won't get into it. Because you know I will. But number 7 for me was Alexa Bliss for the women.
Who is your seven for the men?
Trick, Willie, and Mello. And okay. I talked about them before.
For my seven for the men, I have Drew McIntyre. And then for the women, I have Stephanie Vaquer. I don't know where Stephanie came from, if I'm being honest. I wasn't really a huge fan of Stephanie at first. I just couldn't get with her. I guess since when she came up. When did she come up from NXT?
This past year. Not this year, but last year.
I think when she came up, I was away from NXT. So I didn't know who she was, and I didn't give her a chance, but she... Dude, she's awesome.
She's cool.
But I won't be rooting for her at WrestleMania. But that's a discussion for later in the
in the podcast.
Drew is the same reason you have. I just have him a little higher because I've always liked Drew. I'm just more of a, I hope he gets a title and he actually gets the chance to. I feel like he could be better when it comes to championships, and maybe the next time he'll get it right.
Maybe we'll see. Similar sentiment to Drew McIntyre. That was number seven. Number six, I have Stephanie Vaquer. Seems that we're kind of similar right now. Stephanie Vaquer, for the same reason, massive aura, massive superstar. The feud with Liv is currently putting her over to the moon. You know, probably one of the best feuds in wrestling going into WrestleMania, going into the biggest, you know, time in wrestling between AEW, etc. That story is heating up. I mean, all of them are, but that one's been hot since the beginning, you know, since the slap heard around the world when Stephanie, pa! Stephanie Vaquer, huge aura, looks the part. You know, her promos are getting significantly better. I criticized her one episode about her reign being a little bit still. This right here with Liv Morgan, that's doing it. Number six for the men, I have Cody Rhodes. Current biggest babyface on the roster. The reason I have him so low is because there's a lot of people that I think are having better years this year than Cody Rhodes. But Cody, number six, having him there, basically the ultimate depiction of Cody Rhodes, just Mr. Reliable, you know, right there when you need him, right there in the middle. Championship reign, not championship reign. Let's not talk about it, but you know, you could have your opinion on it. I think he's a great champion. I think he showed up. I think he's been reliable. You know, I think he earned it. So I think we're far, far from seeing Cody Rhodes not winning championships. You know, he's been winning a lot of championships. So y'all can just get ready for that. But that was my number six. What about you?
For my number six, I have CM Punk. Last year, if I'm not mistaken, CM Punk was my number 10. So he's gone up a bunch. Like you said, he's definitely, there are a lot of superstars who are having a better year than Cody Rhodes. But that doesn't mean Cody's not good.
Okay. Yeah, of course.
But along with CM Punk, of course, I have to have his other half. My number six for the women is AJ Lee. I really wanted to put her in my top five, but I couldn't bring myself to put her above the people that I put in my top five. I have a pretty goated top five.
I was going to say, there's some bangers up there in the top five for me, too. That being said, let's get into it. Starting with CM Punk, because you had him at what, number six?
I had him at six.
You had him six. Having a good year with the World Heavyweight Championship, currently having a good run. He's another person that I kind of criticized. But again, at that time, none of the champions were really doing anything significant with their runs. Maybe Tiffany Stratton. But ever since he got that that Roman Reigns feud, currently has them hitting. It's putting a lot of prestige on that championship. It's putting a lot of prestige on CM Punk as a champion. And shout out to Roman Reigns for that. Number five for the women, I have Jade Cargill. Similar to Stephanie Vaquer, the reason I put them so close is because you can interchange those women in either five or six, and you know, I wouldn't be upset with either that you put anywhere. It really is just your preference. And Jade Cargill having the absolute stature, you know, and being an absolute superhero, I think is, you know, it just puts her that one step above Stephanie Vaquer, and that's the reason Stephanie's the World Heavyweight Champion and Jade is the WWE. So that being said, I did criticize Jade, but again, boring championship runs all the way around at that time. So Jade Cargill as well has stepped up here in WrestleMania season, and you know, has stepped into her role as the WWE Women's Champion. So that was my number five.
And for my number five, I'm gonna start with the women first. I have Alexa Bliss. I don't think she's ever gonna leave my top five, because I think she was my top five last year.
I can't believe I did that.
She is the reason why I love the tag team between Charlotte and her so much. I would really like for them to do something with her before she leaves. She hasn't talked about retiring anytime soon, but still, don't let her retire without winning a singles championship.
Please don't.
Because it would just be a wasted potential.
I need to see her with both of those championships before she retires. All four of them, that being said, the U.S., the Intercontinental, the Women's, and the World Heavyweight.
I feel like Alexa Bliss is the person who could easily save the Women's United States Championship and save the Women's IC picture.
It's just, what are you going to do with that gimmick? And that's the thing. That's why you can't give her a championship, because what is she? Nobody knows what she is other than she's a draw. But what is she like as a character? And that's what we don't know. We all love Alexa, but we don't know what she is as a character. And that's the problem. But going off the top five that we have here, not a lot of room in that top picture anyways right now for her. You know, so this number four pick, guys, is going to get a little wonky on my end. So, Mia, you want to go ahead and go with yours?
Yes. I didn't do my five for my men.
Oh, you didn't? Go ahead.
For my five, I have a double because I couldn't...
Cheater.
...decide. I have Dominic Mysterio.
That's actually disrespectful, I'm not going to lie. Number five for Dom.
I could have just not put him on the list. I felt intimidated. And then I have my perfect Cody Rhodes. He's never done anything wrong in his whole entire life.
Raheem.
I can't put Cody lower than five.
Cody.
It would hurt my soul. If y'all don't understand, that's my son. And I said my women, right? For the
you
five?
Did. Which was...
Alexa.
Alexa, yeah. Okay. We talked about her. Okay, so number four for me, I'm about to throw this off into complete right field. But number four, y'all might not like either of these picks. That being said, when we come back from this break, we will get into that. Mia, catch him on the other side.
Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music, videos... Anything you need, get at your boy Rye Low of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Rye Low. Get at your boy Rye Low at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at Rye Low 361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe Shop, anything from the Realest Underground Entertainment, get at your boy Rilo of the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment.
All right, guys, what is going on? Welcome back to the show. As you know, this is the 3ND Signs in Sports podcast, the Mia Made It series. We're here with Mia Made It. We're talking about our 2026 top 10 men and women superstars over the last year and what we think going forward. We have covered so far 11 through number 4. Mia, go ahead and tell us your 11 through number 4. And then before I continue with what everybody will certainly hate me for, go ahead and tell us what you got.
So my 11 through 4?
Yeah.
You said I have
11 through 5, I'm sorry. Cause have you said 4?
I haven't said
5. Okay, so 11 through 5.
Okay, so 11... I have Ricky Saints and Sol Ruka. Number 10, I have Roman Reigns and Jada Parker. Number 9, I have Trick Williams and Asuka. Number 8, I have Carmella Hayes. Carmelo Hayes, sorry. And the Bellas.
At least you didn't say Kamala Hayes this time.
Bro. And then I have number 7, Drew McIntyre and Stephanie Vaquer. Number 6, CM Punk and AJ Lee. Number 5, Dominic Mysterio and Cody Rhodes. And then number 5 for my women, Alexa Bliss.
All right. And guys, for my number 11 for the men, I have the El Grande Americanos and the Los Americanos for the number 11. For the women, I have JC Jane and Sol Ruka. Number 10 for the women, I have Izzy, Damon, Tatum, Paxley. Number 10 for the men, I have Axiom. Number 9, I have Drew McIntyre for the men, Raquel Rodriguez for the women. Number 8, I have Theory for the men. And number 8, I have Blake Monroe for the women. Number 7, I have Trick Williams and Carmelo Hayes for the men. And number 7, I have Alexa Bliss. The women, I have number 6, Stephanie Vaquer. The men, I have number 6, Cody Rhodes. And then number 5, for the men, I have CM Punk. And for the women, I have Jade Cargill. And here we go. Let's set it off real quick. But I have my reasons, okay? Number 4 is actually not bad either. So number 4 for the women is Chelsea Green. You guys have heard me stand on this table here, right here. You guys have heard me stand on this table multiple times on multiple episodes, even concurrent episodes, sequential episodes, back-to-back episodes for Chelsea Green. Give her a serious title run. Give her the opportunity and watch what happens to her. Chelsea Green, I couldn't put her above the top 3 currently, but I am able to make her the first out of my top 3. Take it as disrespect to somebody like Jade Cargill, Stephanie Vaquer, the current champions. Take it as disrespect to somebody like a veteran, Alexa Bliss. I'm sorry. I think Chelsea Green is just as good as somebody like Charlotte Flair, just as good as somebody like Alexa, just as good as somebody like Jade Cargill or Stephanie Vaquer. Is she as good as the top 3? I don't know. We'll find out. But the WWE better not fumble it, and shame on whoever it was. What was his name? Exactly. I don't even remember what it was, whoever said whatever it was that he said. Like I said, guys, this table right here, I'll forever stand up on it for Chelsea Green. She is my number 4. And number 4 for the men, the future of the company, a future world champion, and currently the best celebrity wrestler to ever step in a wrestling ring, Logan Paul. You guys know my opinions on Logan Paul. You guys know how I feel about him as a wrestler. We never came on this podcast once and said Logan Paul was not a good wrestler because we didn't like him as a personality, ever. We actually like the guy, you know? We actually rock with Logan Paul. Sorry if you don't like it. I mean, and he's good in the ring, and he draws natural heat. I mean, what? Who else does that sound like? Dominic Mysterio?
Hate that guy.
You know, so, and he's not even the son of anybody. So, you know, make with that. But everybody knows how I feel about Logan. Everybody knows how Mia feels about Logan. I don't even know if you have him. Have you? Never mind. No spoilers. But yeah, I do think he's a future world champion. I think there's a time in the future where Logan Paul is the face of the WWE, especially when people like Seth Rollins start taking breaks, extended vacation, becoming part-timers, Drew McIntyre, you know, Randy Orton, etc. People like Gunther, I think Logan Paul is going to be primed to take that belt and carry the company for a decade. So watch out, because the Logan Paul era is going to be a fun era. The Logan Paul Levesque era is going to be fire. So you heard it here first on the Mia Made It series. So Logan Paul, Chelsea Green, number four. Mia, go ahead and bless us with your number four picks and then continue on into number three.
My number four picks for my women, I have Tiffany Stratton. And for number four, dude, I'm so
That's
niche.
That's crazy.
This is such a niche pick, but Grayson Waller is my number four because y'all just don't get him like I get him.
Okay, you're going to have to stand up on the table for Grayson Waller. Why did you do this?
And I will until the day that I retire from this podcast. Grayson Waller is literally so goated. This is my goat. Y'all don't understand it. I have defended him. Words aren't enough. Like, I have to get physical with my friends sometimes. Like, he is to me, Grayson Waller, alongside Logan Paul, is the future of WWE. If they just give him a chance at a US title or an IC championship, he's going to run with it, and he's going to do better than Austin Theory is going to do.
Oh, wow.
I got scared that you were going to
beam me. Is that your bold take?
That is my bold take.
That's your bold
take. Austin, if I love you, please.
And my question for you before we move on is, do you think in 2026 he holds either a Intercontinental or United States Championship? Is that why he's so high on your list?
I definitely think so. Yes, yeah.
A tag team.
I don't think.
Not with the New Day, but
definitely
possibly
not with
Theory.
The New Day. But I do hope and pray that he gets a singles championship, because he didn't get it in NXT. I don't know why they never gave it to him. He could have taken it off of Bron Breakker, but don't get me started. I was so mad.
Yeah. Yeah. That. He had a great feud with LA Knight. We all know that. His feud with LA Knight in NXT was legendary. So, very reminiscent of Triple H and Randy Orton. That actually it was Johnny Gargano. I'm sorry. Very, very reminiscent of that. I mean, obviously they did the same spot where he pulled up to his house, beat him up outside, got arrested, etc. But you know,
he didn't even get arrested. He just took off.
Nonetheless, he did good. He did good in that spot, but. Number three, Mia, go ahead. And this is the top three for what you saw in 2026 and what you think going forward. You're the top three for the men and women, starting with number three.
My number three for the women is Roxanne Perez. And my number three for the men is Finn Balor.
Okay.
And last year, Finn was not on my list at all, but Finn Balor will be walking out of WrestleMania champ. Y'all are crazy for thinking I'm not gonna let that. Like, I'm gonna make it happen. I will send an email to Triple H myself and make him,
you know what,
our champ.
I made a mistake.
Retro.
I made a mistake. Go ahead and talk about Roxanne, because I can listen to people talk about Roxanne every day, so go ahead.
And for Roxanne, she's a superstar, the future of the company. I'm telling you, when she comes back from injury, because she's injured right now, right?
Yeah. She had surgery for a tumor.
She's taking off. Like, I think she's gonna leave the Judgment Day with Finn, and just she's gonna bloom.
Finn was the one who brought her in. So, and she probably doesn't even leave with him, but she leaves at the same time as him and goes and does her own thing. Roxanne, absolute superstar. Absolute superstar. The Prodigy. There's a reason her name is the Prodigy. There's a reason that, you know, she was the youngest NXT champion, I believe, in history. There's a reason that she was one of the youngest call-ups, you know, and I have no... Watch out, because how old is she, and does she break Randy Orton's youngest world champion record in the WWE?
That would be crazy.
I'm calling it here. I've been saying it, WWE, don't be scared to make a megastar, because that Roxanne Perez is. You talked to, who was number three for your men?
Finn Balor.
Okay, Finn Balor. That being said, you convinced me. I'm sorry, Axiom. I'm going to bump you out. You just didn't have a good enough 2026. I still do think you're going to be the greatest mask of all time once it's all said and done. But I'm sorry, the second greatest mask of all time after Rey. I don't think anybody's going to beat him. It's a different time in wrestling nowadays. But I'm going to put Finn Balor at number 10 because I do agree with you. I do think he walks out of WrestleMania as the World Heavyweight Champion. And I don't think people see it coming, but I think we saw it coming first.
Dude, I'll quit this podcast if he doesn't even get into WrestleMania.
She'll retire with the mic drop if she gets it right. But that being said, your number three was Finn Balor and Roxanne Perez. My number three is Gunther, the career killer. And I'm not even going to say anything. I
hate that guy.
He could have been higher on this list, but my top two are pretty well ranked. And then number three for the women, this is very surprising to me, but it says a lot more about the top two for me than it does about where this person is ranked. Number three for me is Tiffany Stratton. I think she's the right now. I think she's the future. She's only, 26, 27 years old, 20, something like that. She's got a long time to go in the WWE, a long time to go in the industry, and I think it's Tiffy time now, and... you know, for the very, 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 very distant future. So, Tiffany Stratton, number two, and Gunther, number two. And like I said, career killer. John Cena, AJ Styles, Goldberg, I don't need to say anything else. I think he ends up retiring Brock one day, too, when it comes down to it. So, we're making a lot of bold predictions here on the podcast. But mark it, guys. Mark it, pin it. Come back to this podcast. There's going to be a few things that I think are going to come back. Roxanne breaking Randy's record. Gunther retiring Brock. And what was the third one? It'll come back to me. But anyways, come back to this episode. That was number three for me. Would you like to tell us number two? Well, actually, let me continue into number two, since Roxanne Perez is my number two. And we talked about her, made the bold claim. You know how I feel about her. Number two for me on the men's side is Randy Orton. And the reason that I have Randy Orton so high on my list this year, at number two, above names like Gunther, Logan Paul, CM Punk, Cody Rhodes, Drew McIntyre, is because Randy Orton is currently, I think he's beginning the chase for 17. And we've been talking about it for years on this podcast. It needs to happen. It's going to happen. It's about to happen. And we're about to watch it as it happens. So, Randy Orton, number two, because I don't think anybody's going to have a better next couple years than Randy Orton when it comes to legacy score. And, you know, shout out to him. No pun intended. Number two, as I said, for the women, for me, is Roxanne Perez. And everybody needs to know, and now does know why. So, Mia, number two.
Okay, so my number two is very, very controversial. If y'all hate Darren for one of his picks, y'all are going to hate me. And this is probably going to be like my third time getting canceled. But the IWC hates me right now, but like my good friend Taylor Swift said, I salute you if you're too much to handle, and that's my number two is Logan Paul, because that's, other than Grayson Waller, that's my GOAT. I don't care what anybody says, hate him, you have to acknowledge that he is the best celebrity that is coming, that has came into WWE.
And I mean, again, like, everybody knows how we feel, and I think Mia is on the same page as Mia when it comes to the idea that Logan Paul will be a world champion in the WWE. We've been saying it for a long time since what? Some of his first matches that we saw. I mean, it was hate him, love him, however you feel about the dude. It's not going to stop the fact that the Logan Paul Levesque era will be a thing eventually in wrestling. So that was the other thing, was Logan Paul being the future of the company. That was the fourth one. And then number two for the women?
My number two for the women, disappointed in myself, but will be my glorious queen, Becky Lynch. Always going to be either one or two. Number one of all time. But I think my number one topped her too much this year and the year before that.
So go ahead and tell us who your number one is.
For my number one pick of my women's list is Liv Morgan, obviously. And for my men, guys, this is so shocking. It's so niche, but it is Seth Rollins. And it will always be Seth Rollins. I don't think that's so ever going to change.
I am so shocked. Yeah, I mean, she gave y'all a spoiler, guys, at the beginning when she said that she stayed loyal to all her favorites, except for Becky.
Okay, Becky's number one. You're going to have some
explaining to do. But when we go meet and greet Becky Lynch one day, you're going to have to tell her. No, but yeah, I mean, number one on my list for the women as well is Liv Morgan. And I mean, everybody knows nobody, I think, is having a hotter run right now than Liv Morgan. Maybe Cody Rhodes, maybe Gunther, maybe CM Punk. You can make those arguments, but you're making those arguments with the best in the men's division. Liv Morgan is absolute money right now. Hater, lover, exactly how we talked about Logan Paul. That's how you talk about all the best. You know, is you hate them and you love them, you hate them or you love them, whatever the case may be. But Liv Morgan, biggest show in wrestling right now. The Judgment Day, obviously, biggest faction in wrestling, biggest story in wrestling, leading the biggest show in wrestling, led by Liv Morgan, the biggest thing in wrestling right now. So, no surprise there. Liv Morgan, number one, topping the list. Number one on the other side, the partner in crime, Mr. Dirty Dominic himself, Mr. Latino Heat himself, Dominic Mysterio, number one for the men. And guys, you know why. It's because Dominic Mysterio could retire tomorrow and he's a Hall of Famer. Let's run down the resume, okay? Rhea Ripley, Liv Morgan, almost ran off with Tiffany Stratton, Roxanne Perez, and there was rumors that he's gonna run off with Stephanie Vaquer too. So that's a good five piece. I don't know about you, but that's a good five piece. Hey, you make him a Hall of Famer today. You put a jacket on a ring on him today, and you let him walk around the ring with it right now. All my guys are gonna feel me. To the girls, I'm sorry, but Dom's a legend, and I think he might be my favorite wrestler of all time. So that was my number one. Mia, you gave us your number one. Let's go from 11 to 1 for the men. I had the El Grande Americanos, number 11. Finn Balor, with the change at the very end of the episode, number 10. Drew McIntyre, number 9. Austin Theory number 8, Trick Williams and Carmelo Hayes number 7, Cody Rhodes number 6, CM Punk number 5, Logan Paul number 4, Gunther number 3, Randy Orton number 2, and Dominic Mysterio number 1. Mia, your men?
For my men, I have 11 Ricky Saints, 10 Roman Reigns, 9 Trick Williams, Carmelo Hayes at 8, Drew McIntyre at 7, 6 at CM Punk, 5 a split between Dominic Mysterio and Cody Rhodes, 4 Grayson Waller, 3 Finn Balor, 2 Logan Paul, and obviously number 1 Seth Rollins keeps his throne every year.
And your women from 11 to 1?
And for my women, 11 to 1, I have Sol Ruka at 11, 10, Jada Parker, 9, Asuka, 8, The Bellas, 7, Stephanie Vaquer, 6, AJ Lee, 5, Alexa Bliss, 4, Tiffany Stratton, Roxanne Perez at 3, Becky Lynch at 2, and Liv Morgan at number 1.
And my women's list from number 11 to number 1 is JC Jane and Sol Ruka at number 11, Izzy Dame and Tatum Paxley at number 10, Raquel Rodriguez at number 9, Blake Monroe at number 8, Alexa Bliss at number 7, Stephanie Vaquer at number 6, Jade Cargill at number 5, Chelsea Green at number 4, Tiffany Stratton at number 3, Roxanne Perez at number 2, and of course, Liv Morgan at number 1. That is the top 10 list, male and female, for the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Mia Made It series. For myself, the D to the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, DIG. Of course, Mia Made It. Anything you want to say, Mia, before we log out? If not, that's it.
That's it.
That's it, guys. We appreciate y'all for tuning in to episode number 1 of the official WrestleMania kickoff episode tour for the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Mia Made It series. 1 of 4. And then the ultimate WrestleMania episode obviously coming the day of WrestleMania. But yeah, guys, enjoy the rest of WrestleMania season. As we know, this is the best time on the WWE calendar. Enjoy it. It is getting closer. We're 2-3 weeks away. Stop complaining so much. Enjoy the product. Let's have a good time. It's WrestleMania season, the best time of the year. This has been the top 10 episode. Guys, we love you. Thank you. Appreciate you tuning in, and we will catch you on the next one.
The realest underground entertainment, T-R-U-E, hashtag that, true. The realest underground entertainment, your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? T-R-U-E, the realest underground entertainment, Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, D-I-G, J-B, Chach with the heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the Realest Underground Entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Get at your boys.